Listeners remember repeated ideas. Hi, and welcome to the Preaching Points podcast for this week. I'm your host, Brian Hedinga, and the Haddon W. Robinson Center for Preaching exists to help pastors and other preachers become more effective in their preaching ministry. And we have available many resources to help you do just that. Check us out at gordonconwell.edu/preaching online. That's gordonconwell.edu/preaching. And now for this week's Preaching Points podcast, where Drs. Scott Gibson and Haddon Robinson give us some practical advice on the value of repetition in our sermons.
Haddon, do you believe the statement, listeners remember repeated ideas? Haddon, do you believe the statement, listeners remember repeated ideas?
What'd you say?
Haddon, do you...
I believe that. I believe it's important in a sermon to take your sermon idea and repeat it 4 or 5 different times. You state it the same way, that's repetition, and then you restate it so that you say it in different words. But it's hardly possible to say it too much. But even when you do that, even when people could give you back your idea at the end of the sermon, they don't remember it. It used to bother me that I would preach a sermon that I thought was so simple, I was kind of ashamed of it. But I know that one responsibility you have as a leader of a congregation is to repeat the great ideas of the faith. You have to do it in different words from different passages, but there are only, you know, what, 8 or 9 great ideas in the Bible. But they come to us in abstractions, but they are in the Bible in particulars. We see particular people living that way. So sometimes I had the feeling, man, I've been here before, I've done this before, I've said this before. And then I realized, of course, if people had to remember 1,000 ideas, they'd not get any place. We really live on a matter of 4, 5, 6 great ideas. And if we get them and we believe them and embrace them and live by them, that's what the Christian life is all about. Mm.
And even in a sermon itself, when you're trying to emphasize one big idea and you're repeating it and restating it, throughout the sermon, the transitions help in terms of maybe a refrain of that idea or seeing the connection of that which has happened before and that which is going to be happening later on, that the structure of the sermon itself really helps to support that one idea, and it is nuanced, repeated, emphasized in a number of different ways so that the listener can get it and can repeat it. But doing that for them really emphasizes the importance of the idea itself.
And to be honest, most people don't get it and hold it that long. They learn from it. But you go to class and the professor gives you some great ideas, you can't pass the final. And if you think back to the courses you took seminary and you were to take those finals now, you'd flunk out because you don't remember them. But that doesn't mean they haven't influenced you. It's just that you need to be reminded again and again. Every family, I think, has some great ideas or large ideas they communicate to their kids. One that we had, it came out of a sermon, is you make your decisions and your decisions turn around and make you. I think if you asked our son, Tori, or daughter, Vicky, does your family have any kind of an idea? That would be one that would come up. Because I would point out to them, honey, you make decisions, and then those decisions turn around and make you. And many of the decisions you regret, you knew you were going to make them, but you didn't think they would have the consequences they do. So we all have ideas, but you know, you have to repeat them, hear them again and again. We sing them in church. We recite them in the creeds. So it's a good idea to do that as a preacher.
Right. Listeners remember repeated ideas.
And that was Drs. Scott Gibson and Haddon Robinson with this week's Preaching Points podcast from the Center for Preaching at Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary. Every week, we try to offer brief reflections on preaching that will point you toward preaching excellence. And once again, you'll find all sorts of preaching resources at the Center for Preaching website. Go online to gordonconwell.edu/preaching. That's gordonconwell.edu/preaching. Well, I'm Brian Hettinga, and thanks for listening to Preaching Points.